When people hear the word astrology, many different concepts come to mind, the roots of which run deep and date back to the ancient Vedic teachings of the Himalayas. Before there was religion or culture built around esoteric knowledge, there existed the Vedas, a collection of channeled wisdom teachings offering profound insight into the nature of life, mind, body, and soul. Respectively, this trinity of the human being evolved into the arts and sciences of yoga, Ayurveda, and Jyotish. Jyotish is Vedic astrology. In Sanskrit, Jyoti means luminous light, and Ish refers to the sacred. Jyotish is the science of light through which we see life itself as it unfolds through the incarnation of a soul, or individuated point of consciousness. We often think of astrology as a tool for making predictions. While that may be a helpful aspect, astrology's fundamental purpose is to gain insight and knowledge of the true self, to enliven a person to their innate gifts, strengths and weaknesses, to increase health, vitality, joy and intelligence. The greater one's self-awareness, the greater one's potential for self-realization. Challenge is an inherent aspect of living, but if we are able to understand our challenges from the level of soul, our karmas take on new meaning and purpose. We become empowered to overcome challenges with wisdom and grace and, as a result, we evolve. Jyotish exists as an eternal source of wisdom to help us transcend samskaras, the conditioned patterns of many lifetimes that keep us stuck in endlessly repeating cycles such as fear, struggle and anger. Through the lens of Vedic astrology, one is able to see themselves clearly and therefore, realize their samskaras. When that insight is gained, the free will to choose a different path is awakened within and we have the option to step into our true potential of being human. A person's Vedic birth chart is a snapshot of the cosmos at the moment of birth. It is astronomically accurate and serves as a blueprint which maps out a soul's consciousness, karmas and life path potentials. Through interpretation, patterns are seen and guidance is received. Therefore, one's consciousness naturally expands, which then translates positively into all areas of one's life. It is a vast and deep spiritual science that I look forward to sharing much about in future writings. For now, let us consider that yesterday, January 29th, was a new moon in the sign of Capricorn, in the nakshatra, star, of Shravana. New moon energy lasts several days and sets the tone for the month ahead. New moon is a time for introspection, setting intentions and planting seeds. Capricorn is known for hard work, long-term goals, resiliency and loyalty. Shravana is empathic, intelligent, creative and listens well. Therefore, these next few days are an opportune time to go within, meditate, contemplate and perhaps, set some creative, long-term goals for yourself. How do you wish to evolve this month and beyond? What is something you can listen to every day that will expand your consciousness? Perhaps, even your own intuition is guiding you and all you have to do is set the intention to tune in. Christina Earle is a Kathet region writer, Himalayan Kriya yoga teacher and Vedic astrologer. For resources and or more information, go to Christina Yoga or email christina.yoga.light@gmail.com. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.